Free college tuition is being bandied about as an idea, and we're going to talk about that right now with Dr. Gary Wolfram on this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Dr. Wolfram is a teacher at Hillsdale College. He's an economics professor. Dr. Wolfram, it's great to have you back on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, great. So we see the 2020 hopefuls on the Democrat side in particular, you know, touting free college tuition. Hey, I'd like free college tuition. By the way, you see a lot of kids today, unfortunately, with, you know, a full degree. They have unmarketable skills and they have huge college debt. I mean, this is just not a good system or a good situation that we have in this country at now, at this present time. No wonder so many of them want free college tuition, maybe in retrospect.
Well, yes, you're exactly right that what's going on is people are being misdirected. For example, there is a need of about 50,000 truck drivers out there, a shortage of that, and they can earn about $80,000 annually. Associated Builders and Contractors of America estimate there's about 400,000 jobs waiting to be filled. About 80% of their construction firms have difficulty finding skilled labor. You yourself may have tried to find a plumber or an electrician and find that there's a shortage of those. And much of the reason for that, or at least a large part of the reason for that, is that people are being misdirected into college. And, you know, I've been a professor at a college since 1976. So it's not like, you know, I'm opposed to having people go to college. It's just that, you know, as an economist, you don't want people being misdirected. You want them to go to where they can be most productive.
That's an excellent soundbite. I didn't realize there's so many jobs out there.
Oh, yes. There's a large number of unfilled openings in the skilled trades. And we, you know, most of the time we don't act like you should become a welder. Rather you should go, you know, I don't want to disparage English majors, but, you know, say, okay, you need to go off and be an English major rather than become a welder. Well, you know, welders, in fact, there was an article in The Economist a number of years ago about this college couple that were both professors, and their son became a welder and was making $145,000 a year within the first 2 years. So, yeah, I mean, we really should be allowing people and not misguiding them. In fact, interestingly enough, in 1968, James Buchanan, who won the Nobel Prize in Economics, wrote in a book that this is what was going to happen if what you did is you priced the tuition at well below what the cost of producing it is, you'll get people going until the added benefit to them is near zero, and you'll get all sorts of people showing up in college that probably shouldn't be there.
Mm. Wow. So, boy, that's an interesting point. By the way, you look much younger than if you were, you've been teaching since 1976. Wow.
Yes, I probably shouldn't have said that.
Well, no, that's very interesting. You wrote a piece recently in Fox Business, and you said this, quote, "Free college tuition is likely to result in a misallocation of resources, including the time of young people in the country, and have little if no positive effect on the employability and income of the poor," end quote. Your comments.
Well, yes. I mean, that's, you know, basically what we were talking about. In addition, people haven't thought about this, but less than a third of people who enter a college that does not have any enrollment requirements, less than a third of them will end up graduating within 6 years. And so these open enrollment, which is really what they're talking about, letting everybody, you know, go to college for free, you can have them start college. But what's going to happen is they're going to go there and spend 2 or 3 years and never graduate. I mean, that it's not like everybody that starts out in college ends up graduating. Like I said, for places that have open enrollment, less than a third will end up graduating.
Why is college so expensive now? I mean, I know it's always been a little bit pricey, but now it just seems unreasonable.
Well, I wrote a piece in 2005, a lengthy policy analysis for the Cato Institute, wherein I laid out that with what you do is the government, the federal government in particular, provides incentives and provides subsidies for people to go to college. What will happen is more people will go to college. If the demand for educational services rises, then if you've had any elementary economics, you'll say, oh, well, here's what's going to happen is the price is going to rise. But if you sort of think about it, if the government went around and gave you, $15,000 a year to buy automobiles, what would happen? We'd expect to see the price of automobiles going up. And that's exactly what we're seeing in the case of higher education. In fact, that was on the Board of Trustees at Lake Superior State University, which is a public university here in Michigan. And being on the board, we would look when we were setting tuition, and if the federal government was increasing Pell Grants, well, what would we do? We'd increase our tuition rates.
You know, it's interesting, too, but I bet you anything, if somebody were to just take the time and compare the cost of tuition from 2005, when you wrote that article you just referred to today, a 14-year difference, this is being recorded in 2019, we'd probably see a dramatic increase in the cost of college.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. I mean, anybody that has tried to pay for a child's college education is going to see this. There's a vast increase in the price of tuition. And again, we would expect that if what we do is we subsidize it. And then we find that, of course, as you noted, it's people are exiting with a college degree that doesn't give them a large number of job skills. And so what happens is they find it difficult to pay their student loans back. And so you have a student loan debt approaching now $1.5 trillion.
Oh my goodness! You're kidding me. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's what the student loan debt is well over $1 trillion and is increasing.
Bernie Sanders, front runner or a key front runner of the Democrats, is saying what we need is free college tuition for all.
Well, think about it. There's no explanation about how this is going to work. If it's free college tuition for everybody, does that mean every college now has to accept every student? And if it does, is it that the college can charge whatever it wants and the federal government is going to pay for the tuition? In which case, we would charge, $50,000 or $100,000 a year. Or is the government going to say, well, gee, we're going to make you produce educational services, but we're going to limit what we're going to pay. In which case, then what's going to happen is there's going to be a shortage of teachers. There'll be the political incentives will be to make that that the taxpayers aren't going to have to pay too much. So we'll say, oh well, everybody gets free college tuition. All these college and universities have to provide educational services. We're only going to pay $3,000 a year for it. Well, I mean, how in the world is that going to work? It's not possibly going to work.
Mm. Well, you know, it's so sad. It seems like there's bad economic ideas, and they keep getting tried in places all over the world, and yet those bad ideas keep resurfacing. You know, so for example, we see all these headlines with Venezuela and how that country is just absolutely falling apart, but you don't see people making connections between the policies of Bernie Sanders or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or other people who are socialists, basically, promoting those kinds of ideas put into practice end up in Venezuela-type situations. Hello? I mean, is anybody listening?
Sure, that's exactly right. I mean, Ludwig von Mises wrote about this in 1927. Actually, if I may promote my book, A Capitalist Manifesto.
Oh, I like that title.
I lay this out exactly. I mean, and our public schools are not teaching people that limited government and markets are the best way to provide wealth for the poor. Although, like I said, Mises talked about this in 1927. You're more likely to learn that the that the government is the solution to all things, that Franklin Roosevelt was one of the greatest presidents of all time, that market capitalism is exploitive. And so, you know, what do you expect when, you know, when kids are out there and they're 18 to 23 years old, that these, you know, they're going to follow a Bernie Sanders?
Or what's a good argument? If somebody says, oh, I believe in free college tuition for all, what's your good comeback for us to remember?
Well, I would say, how are you going to provide this free college tuition? How is that going to happen? Who's going to pay the taxes for that? And do we really want everybody to go to college, or do we want people to drive the trucks that are going to deliver the goods to Walmart so that you can buy them at low prices?
Yeah, you know, along these lines, some people, as you said earlier, maybe they're not meant to go to college, and they'd be better off going to a vocational technical institute or something like that. And there are schools like that, you know, they sometimes can provide marketable skills that the people can learn, you know, whether it's in broadcasting or plumbing or some of the other examples you gave.
Exactly. And what's going to happen is that those are going to be outcompeted by the free college tuition, when instead we should be having welding schools. But if the welding schools are going to have to charge tuition and college is going to be free, well, who's going to become a welder?
Well, that's a good point. All right. Why do these ideas, though, keep resurfacing? Why? Let's put it this way. You said, okay, earlier you said it's the schools. And then here we're not just talking about the colleges. We're talking about a lot of the elementary schools and high schools where they're basically teaching a form of socialism. How do we change all this? How do we get education to, understand the free market?
Well, I think that we just have to individually start to talk to one another and try to win the battle of ideas, as Mises talked about again, and Friedrich Hayek, who won the Nobel Prize in economics, talked about. You have to get people to what see and observe. That, you know, that I use that in my class a lot. I mean, Sherlock Holmes used to say to Watson, "The problem with you, Watson, is you see but you don't observe." And you have to just get people to observe. Like you pointed out, if I said, gee, what kind of place provides the greatest chance of your living well if you're poor? If you say, well, gee, would you like to be the poorest person in Venezuela or the poorest person in North Korea or the poorest person in Cuba? Or do you want to be the poorest person in Canada or the United States or Hong Kong? Then it should be obvious. Hey, you know, I don't want to be the poorest person in one of these socialist countries. If I'm going to be poor, I want to be poor in the capitalist system.
Yeah, I mean, if you just look at the photographs and the images of the people rushing to the border to try to get into America, these are people that are desperate and they want to do this, but they're voting with their feet, in effect. In communist countries, you have to build borders, but that's to keep people in from leaving the country.
That's
what a difference.
Exactly right. The Berlin Wall was not there to keep people from West Berlin from coming into East Berlin.
Yeah.
So, you know, and again, if you're in the United States, if you want to leave, hey, you know, that's okay. You don't need some sort of visa to exit. But in places that have authoritarian governments, it's very difficult to get out. And socialist systems will have authoritarian governments.
Wow. All right, we have half a minute to wrap up. What do you want to say in conclusion about the idea of free college tuition for all?
Well, I think it's misleading. I think it's going to deter people from going into skilled jobs that they otherwise would go into, and I think that it's just impossible to implement.
All right, Gary Wolfram, teacher at Hillsdale College, also author of the book Capitalist Manifesto. That sounds like an interesting book. Appreciate that. Hillsdale.edu for more information. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye now.